Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey everybody, I want you to stop what you're doing and listen, because I'm about to tell you about something that happened today on an assault weapon ban, as well as something that has gone through another state. It's an assault weapon ban. They're violating the Supreme Court, turning their nose to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. And it's disgusting. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. I wanted to share a report that I recently read from Lear Capital. It's called $3,200 Gold, and I gotta tell you, it's fascinating. It explains the correlation between rising debt and rising gold prices. It's no secret that our government is addicted to printing money, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. There is no president nor any politician that can stop this debt from rising anytime soon. And if you believe that, like I do, then I encourage you to call now and get the free report to understand how rising debt means rising gold. It's great information from my friends at Lear Capital, and there's no obligation to purchase. It's just free education they provide to our viewers. And with all the volatility that's out there, if you've been considering gold, now may be a great time to look into it. Many of you out there have made purchases already. I've invested in myself, and I am very glad that I did. Call 1-800-260-5075. That's 1-800-260-5075. Or head over to LearGG.com. And a big thank you to Lear Capital for standing by what we do here and sponsoring this show. Now, let's talk about these two bills. First, the most pressing one is that's Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania State House has just put HB 336, rather it's the Judiciary Committee, House Bill 336, they had passed it through the committee, sent it to the floor for a potential full floor vote in the Pennsylvania House. And it can happen at any time, like next hour or so, whatever. So if you live in Pennsylvania, start burning up the phones now and tell your representatives, hell no, stop violating our rights. It's important to note that they have put this forward with zero public input. They are rushing this through for obvious reasons, and it's up to you in Pennsylvania to make some noise. Again, the House Bill 336, the assault weapon ban, has come out of committee today, and it is now able to be voted on at any time by the full floor of the House in Pennsylvania. That's number one. Number two, we're going over to Virginia. On Friday, Virginia's House of Delegates, they passed their assault weapon bill. And I didn't write down the bill number, but it doesn't matter because it needs to stop. It has passed via party lines, 51 to 49. I believe it's House Bill 2, but 51-49, they have a very, very slight majority in both chambers, in the House of Delegates as well as the Senate. So now it's going to the Senate. It's going to pass there on party lines unless something drastic happens. And then it's off to Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, and here's where we have concerns. Now, Youngkin has said on record that this bill is an unnecessary distraction because he says Virginia has some of the toughest gun laws in the land. What the governor has not said is whether he will veto the bill or not. Governor Youngkin has not at any time gone public with his views on the Second Amendment, including when he was running for office. And last session, not a single bill made it to him because they were killed in committee. VCDL does a hell of a job. If you are a resident of Virginia or not, join VCDL. They are kicking butt for our constitutional rights. I'm a member. I don't live there. I'm in Virginia a couple times a month, but I don't live there, but I'm a member. So, Virginia, start burning up the phones for your state senators as well as the governor's office. Pennsylvania, burn up the lines for your House of Representatives. Might as well do the Senate too, and your governor. There is no way, there is no need for any state to violate not only the Constitution and the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, but also to violate the Bruin decision, the Heller decision, the Caetano decision. These bills are obviously unconstitutional on their face. Doesn't matter what the feelings behind them are. It really doesn't matter. This country wasn't built on feelings. It was built on rights and laws. And creating laws that violate rights, it's not a real law anyway. And it's repugnant to the Constitution. So, wanted to get that information out to you in a timely manner so you had time to take action. Take action. Guys and gals, until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. It's your right. Be your own first responder. Protect your community at all costs. Why? Because they're trying to destroy our communities at all costs. So it's on us. Be that sentinel. See you on the next one. Take care.